listen to?
Yeah, it's Matt Kearney.
That sings the one you were just singing?
Yeah, that's him.
Matt Kearney. I like that song.
That's his like bigger hit, the one that was on all the CW shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was on like free. One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very One Tree Hilly.
It's very One Tree Hill.
Yeah, this is the first time I heard it. I was like, I love this. And then I just think he's fantastic.
I forgot about that song.
His other stuff is good too. You like it?
All his stuff is great. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was like a CCA artist or contemporary Christian artist. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. He's not like anymore. He was one of those who like kind of did it, but didn't sing specifically about God. Just kind of like, you know, like God adjacent, but he doesn't really do that anymore. Same with, there were other ones that were Christian artists, but they don't actually say it. Like Switchfoot.
Yeah.
Yes.
As well. Yeah.
That one was a little more.
Ow, fuck.
I feel like that one was not, maybe not obvious, but I could see that one a little bit easier.
They have, I didn't know until, I think it's off The Beautiful Letdown called 24. And he's saying, I wasn't the same person I thought I was 24 hours ago. And he's talking about being saved. But it's not specifically about that. It could mean anything, like any event that happened to you in a short amount of time. So I think that type of music is very interesting because, like, they're not throwing it in your face. Like, this is about
Jesus.
But they don't really do that anymore. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I really haven't listened to Switchfoot.
I don't really.
Switchfoot in a long time. Yeah. But,
Are they still making music?
Yeah, they just released an anniversary of The Beautiful Letdown that has the.
One anniversary.
And they went on tour not that long ago. Maybe for the.
I actually would like to see them.
But also, like, Dare You to Move is a bop.
Listen, they were all over the Walk to Remember soundtrack. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
They were also I feel like they were also One Tree Hill.
Probably. All around that time is the same.
There's this guy on TikTok who I've been seeing. His videos have been.
You've been seeing him?
Mm-hmm. He's been coming up on my FYP. And he like lays in bed on his side in the dark and talks about a song. He's like, do y'all remember that song? And then he, like, plays a clip of it. And then he, like, talks about, like, the history or the making of. And then he plays a clip of what he's talking about. And he's so interesting and he's so, like, knowledgeable. I keep meaning to send you his videos because I'm sure you would love them.
I think I've seen, like, one or two of his things.
He's great.
I don't remember his name. But I didn't follow him, but I saw it.
Yeah, he keeps popping up on my FYP and I'm like, I dig this. Hmm. He's fun. Anyway, it's the night of the show, y'all.
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah, we peaked hard on that.
I was gonna...
Okay, ma'am.
You say we're a lot enough bitch, so here it is.
We had to balance it out.
Yeah.
Rocky wants to be part of the group, too.
Rocky is always part of the group.
Yep, now he's in the middle.
Literally.
Stuck in the middle.
Bro, I don't think he fit in there, man. Oh, okay.
He's skinny. Bitch.
He's just long.
that reminds me of when Charlie painted that, like, tree thing. He's just like, it's Anna. She's skinny. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Forever ingrained in my brain. The only person to ever say that to me.
She's skinny. Which I don't even know where she got, like, where. She was, like, two
How
or something.
Did she know that?
She was so little.
Hey, that's usually when they start noticing, like, why are you fat? Like,
she never said that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Kids.
Right.
Calling her out.
But I don't know where she learned the word skinny. But to her, you were skinny. And you know what? That's fine.
Bless her. And her delusional mind.
Listen, she was a child, okay?
A delusional child.
You're a delusional child. Yeah. Don't tell her how to see you.
That's beautiful, and I'm gonna cry.
It's late, y'all. Oh, we're all together in the same room, by the way. We should mention that.
We are, like, in spitting distance of each other. Like, literal spitting distance.
It's actually not that late. It's only 10:30.
Yeah, because the Oscars.
Oh, that's
Oscars
right.
Ended, like, a decent time.
Yeah, they ended, like, a while ago, because Abbott Elementary's over.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, so they've been over for, like, an hour.
Yeah. She's gonna
anyway,
spit at me.
What did we think of, like, Jimmy Kimmel?
I love
he
Jimmy
was
Kimmel.
Actually, funny.
You don't think he's funny normally?
I normally am like, eh. Like, I'm not like I'm not super excited about him, mm-hmm. but I'm not, like, right. completely bored by him. He's just kind of in the
he's
middle
of me. He's to you?
He's okay.
Okay.
But he was actually funny today.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to warm up to him, and then the second half of his monologue, I was like, okay, you're funny.
I mean, he called out the DGA about the director's folding pretty quick.
And he called out some people.
That was great.
Hilarious.
Also, never mind, that's jumping to the end. Yeah, I think he did a great job.
I mean, yeah, just, we can jump. We jump. The only jumping we do is that. We don't do actual jumping.
Yeah, I can't actually jump. Yeah. My knees will just like...
They'll do what? Well, you'll need to.
Yeah, ours is not as bad.
No, mine will be my ankles. Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Big
old... My ankles will snap, crackle, pop, roll.
Ooh, they do a dance.
They have a whole choreographed routine.
That's amazing.
Jealous?
Congrats on your ankles.
Thanks. What will your knees, elbows, bones do? They pop, lock,
nice.
And drop?
Yeah.
I love our body step sound effects.
That's cool. We'll probably sound like Rice Krispies. If I could put the mic to my knee, you'd probably hear it.
That's how mine feels.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What did I say? That's arthritis.
Shut up!
Oh, I can hear it! That's how mine sounds!
There's this.
I wonder how much this is picking up, actually. If you're on headphones, what do you hear?
Do you hear the popping
okay,
your of
sound.
My ankle?
Joy, Do your thing.
Oh, no, they're going to hurt.
It's on my wrist.
My elbow pops out, too, because I broke it.
When did you break it?
Last year, when
I fractured. Oh, that's right. I don't know. You leave here, and I don't ever. I don't.
Oh my god!
She broke
like
it at
text,
home.
Wasn't that like we text each other every?
Oh, hello. Are you in the mic now?
What about you, Rocky?
Boop boop boop. Is this thing on?
He's as fuzzy as the mic.
Okay, so the first award of the night went to a supporting actress in an actress in a supporting role. Nominees were Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple, America Ferrera, Barbie, Jodie Foster, Naiad, Divine Joy Randolph, The Holdovers. And the Oscar goes to...
Divine Joy Randolph.
Divine.
Yeah, I mean, this was hers to lose from the jump. She's mm-hmm. been winning, like, every single award. It would be so weird if she...
Hadn't won.
Yeah, she was... She won everything else this season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. pretty much everything else.
Her speech was beautiful. Paul Giamatti really got me with his tears.
That was sweet. Her whole speech was perfect. And then I really love, absolutely love, that they brought back the old, the way they used to present the acting awards with five previous presenters.
Love that.
Five previous presenters.
Winners.
Like winners. Giving you a thing about the nominees.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah.
It felt a little long at times, but I was so happy with it.
Yeah, I think if we...
Yeah, fair.
I think if, like, the show spends its time on that, it's much more worthwhile than, like, doing unfunny bits before
100%.
You give the award. Because, yeah. like, if we just show, like, bitch, it's movies, like, why don't you just give me clips of the movies... Or giving people who really love movies and are in good movies, talking about other people who are also good in movies.
Yeah.
That's
love it.
More
yeah, no, I want more of it.
Investment of these 3 hours than just like, I thought of a joke, but it's not funny. And it's all about how movies are too long.
I think that joke is so overused. That's enough. We know they're long. Move on. I think... Overall, the Oscars used to cater to people, like you said, to people who actually like movies. Not to, like, some random Joe Schmo who's like,
yeah.
Oh, let me turn my TV. What's on? Like, that's just how people watch TV anymore.
Right.
They don't turn on the television to see just, like, whatever's there. Streaming is a thing. Like, you watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it.
Yeah.
So cater to the ones who actually like the movies, who love the movies, who are here, who plan their night around it. Like,
who literally travel to see it with people they love.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
It's...
This is on my yearly calendar.
Exactly.
So, like, my life revolves around this.
This is the Super Bowl for
This is our
us.
Super Bowl.
The second award was for short film, animated short film. Crystal, do you want to talk about the ones you saw? Animated short film, you only got to see one, correct?
Yeah, the Senses one. What's it called?
Same one, 95 Senses.
Yeah, I, Owen and I, only one I saw was that one. And I talked about it briefly in our and the rest episode. That I thought it was great. It's a man. I don't want to spoil it because the surprise is actually good. But he's talking about older man talking about his life and things that happened in his past. And every sense, hearing, smelling, touching, seeing is all a different animation style.
Very cool.
Very, very interesting. So I would have liked for that to win just because I saw it. but it did not. So.
Instead, War is Over, inspired by the music of John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
And we said this before that, like, whenever there's a celebrity attached to uh-huh. these type of films, they always end up, mostly always up winning. Yeah. They have either an actor starring in it and or, like, a celebrity tied to. So that's not really surprising that it won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree. And then animated feature film.
Yay!
It went to The Boy and the Heron.
That won the Golden Globe?
I think it's won everything.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's won all of them. Because I don't remember anything else winning. I remember still, like, rooting for Spider-Verse, but, like, it not winning anything.
To be fair, I didn't look up the stats, so I don't... And I don't remember because I've slept since then. But The Boy and the Heron was good. I did enjoy it. It's really beautiful. I've seen a couple of Miyazaki movies, not too many, but everyone I've seen is really great, so...
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter pointed out that Miyazaki didn't come to the Oscars in, like, the early 2000s because of the war in Iraq, and that's probably why he didn't also come today.
Well, you know what,
Good for him for taking a stance.
Next up, we had the screenplays. First was original screenplay, and it went to Anatomy of a Fall.
Listen. Two of us like this movie a lot, okay?
Two of us loved this movie.
Listen, it was like my top two. Like,
Justine
Triet. Babe.
Was it actually your top two? I didn't even look at your list when I posted it.
How dare you? You remember I was like, ooh, my top three can switch, and it was like Zone, Anatomy, and...
Past Lives?
Yes. So, I mean, all quality films. I really liked that movie. I liked that script, so I ain't mad at it. But that's what I picked to win, but I was like hoping Zone of Interest won.
Zone of Interest was for adapted. We're talking about
original. I'm sorry. My bad. Oh, it's another. Past Lives, excuse me. Yeah. That's one that I wanted to win, mm-hmm. but I'm happy that
I had one. Picked Anatomy of a Fall to win as well, and then what I wanted to win was either Anatomy or Past Lives.
Yeah.
Because they're both extraordinary. And I'm very happy that Anatomy of a Fall won.
Yeah, a woman won. That's great. We love that. Mm-hmm. But a woman of color would have been better.
It would have. And it would have been more, to me, personally, accurate to the win.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, they were, well, we thought they were all great movies, like, great scripts. And I read part of Past Lives. It's great.
I mean, it wasn't horrible in that. Like, it's not a horrible film. It's like it's an okay film.
You can hate it. It's fine.
I don't hate it, but I just was, like, not... It wasn't clicking.
Is it harder to hate it because we're in front of you face to face as opposed to like on a Zoom screen?
I wasn't hating on it that bad when we recorded it. Was I? I don't remember.
Playback.
You're in my burn book.
Look, Sandra Miller's great. The dog is great.
Sexy lawyer is great.
Yeah, I didn't get him his face until the. I was like, oh yeah, he's very handsome. I get it.
And then what's the child's name? I forgot his name.
Milo Machado Granier.
Milo was great. But it just wasn't, I don't know, it just didn't, I just did not.
Just listen to that episode, guys, of that, yeah. I'm not even fall, and see how she's dogging out the whole time.
Honestly, May-December.
Oh, yeah, lives. May-December.
May-December Past Lives, that's more where I wanted, but I knew that Anatomy of Fall was going to win. And it just sucks, because that means Past Lives didn't get anything.
Yeah, because that was really the only award she could win, so I thought for sure maybe they're going to give it to her.
Yeah.
And then give...
And then we call like a million
something
other
else.
Things. Yeah.
Well, not a million other things.
But like other stuff.
I don't know. That's rough. That's hard.
And then we go to adapted screenplay, which was a surprise for me. American Fiction won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pleasantly that was surprised. My one to pick because he won the BAFTA, and even though they don't always correlate, if a person of color wins a BAFTA, that's pretty significant. Honestly, I'm not trying to make a joke. Like, it's actually true. So the fact that they chose that at the BAFTA for best adapted, I was like, oh, yeah, he's winning the Oscar. He has to. And there you go.
Yeah, my pick was Barbie. I thought Greta was going to pull this one out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also was thinking, I was rooting for American Fiction, but I thought it was going to be Barbie. But
yeah, I mean, again, we love Greta so much. But I feel like something tells me Greta's going to have another chance in some regard.
I'm sure she's...
She has yet to miss, really. Yeah.
A long, like, successful career. Right. There's no doubt. Right. Unless she truly fucks up.
I'll knock on the wood, I don't want to see that happen. But I think with Court Jefferson, like, that's, what a debut, you know? And anyone winning for their first nomination, first everything, that's film, like, yeah, that's a big deal, so.
And I love what he said, that he was like, you know, every film is a risk, and every film is an investment, so yeah. Like, instead of spending $200 million on one movie, how about you spend $10 million on 20 movies?
Yeah.
And I mean, then you have more chances of having, like, literally, statistically, you have more chances of having success. But also, you're giving a chance to all these stories that we, all the time, are like, we want to hear this, we want to see this, we want more of new stories. We don't want the same old shit anymore.
No lies detected, really. Everything you said was correct.
Yeah.
What is that saying, like, necessity
breeds creativity?
Or, like,
something
invention.
Like that. Breeds invention. I think it's breeds invention.
Something like that. So,
yeah.
Like,
Innovation.
I think that's what it is.
Because, like, when you have $10 million and you're trying to tell the story, you're going to be more innovative about how you tell it,
exactly.
The ways you go about it, how what you're going to use and what you're going to go without.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you take away what you can go without, that's where the better film comes from.
That's why indie films are so interesting. And sometimes one better because they're, like you said, doing the best they can with what they got.
Yeah.
They're forced to make smarter choices.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least different, you know,
choices. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like problem solving, though. Okay, we can't have this budget for this, so let's figure out a way to get there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they're forced, they're using their brain in a way, they can't be lazy in that type of filmmaking. And I think that's really important to remember that, like, that should be recognized and fed.
Champion.
There you go, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Next, we go up to makeup and hairstyling. my twin parrots over here. And it went to Poor Things.
Which is what
I thought I was going to... Wait, no. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I thought it was Society of the Snow. Because I had heard, like, some... You know, da 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 about it. And,
you heard da da da,
no,
and
like,
you go, "That's the winner." I heard da da da, and I was like, "Fuck this shit."
Okay,
say it.
No,
attack me.
No,
hurt me.
No, because you want it, I'm not gonna give it to you.
Anyway, so
it's just took a turn for the weird.
Makeup and hairstyling.
You started it, bitch.
Poor Things. It's what I picked from these since Barbie was not in here. And
really? As long as Spencer didn't win, I didn't fucking care.
Yeah, the nose lost.
Thank God.
We all won.
Thank God.
Basically.
Really, anybody but Maestro. Even Golda, which I didn't even see.
Right. Yeah, I'm down.
And then we went to production design, which also went to Poor Things.
Bitch, I'm not... happy about
I'm sad for Barbie, but that production value was so good.
Yes.
And yes, it was, and they did invest a lot of time, and they did their thing, and they were very creative about it, but I think the same can be said for Barbie, and I think Barbie's was like...
Yeah.
There was, like, every single set was something completely different while still being cohesive within the theme, and they had so many. There was, like, all of it is, like, visual interest. Everything is in the visual interest. And the whole Barbie land.
Yeah, like, that, just the whole design. I just keep thinking of the, whenever Ken gets hurt in the beginning and they open the ambulance, and it looks like a real toy. Like, that's so,
that
shit is so smart.
Her hairbrush when she's doing her hair in the morning, when she's, like, pouring herself, like, milk and cereal or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, all of it. It was just very, very creative.
Yeah. I'm sad for Barbie because I would have really liked that to win.
Yeah, I would have been happy with either one. I'm happy for Poor Things because, wow.
I mean, yeah, that production
visually,
great.
It was such visually, a good, it was a treat. Yeah. Such a good film. And then we go on to costume design, which also went to Poor Things, which is what I wanted to win. Those dresses, those outfits, I was enthralled with everything she wore in Poor Things. All of the choices. Like I said, the first scene of her in that blue dress, I gasped. I'm obsessed with these costumes. I wouldn't have minded if Barbie won.
Yeah, same.
But Poor Things was
I was
my
rooting
winner.
For Barbie. I really was.
Yeah, so Poor Things is what I thought was going to win, which I was correct. And then Barbie was what I wanted to win. Because, again, like, there's just so many. And a lot of the times, I think that films, when they have a lot of something, they'll get lazy. And they'll just, like, two or three, like, a handful of things will be, like, standouts. And then the rest of them will just be, like, eh, they're just there. But, like, all of them, everybody in the
all
background, like, everybody in the background, all the supporting cast, like, everybody had, like,
yeah.
a look and had many, many, multiple looks. And I watched the featurette on the costumes. And
you know everything.
I did, too.
I know how to sew. like,
I might.
This, you know, they worked really hard on it. Not that Poor Things didn't work hard on it, either. But, like... the amount of costuming that they did and how it, like, they made replicas of what these old Barbies were, and everybody was, like, perfectly dressed all the time. How could you not
get to- I honestly thought they're going to be, like, diplomatic about it and give, like, Barbie this one and Poor Things this one, you know? Maybe, like, spread the love a little bit, but no, they both came to Poor Things.
Of the three, I would have preferred Barbie to win production design. And for Poor Things to win costume.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd say maybe costumes for Barbie, because the costumes for Barbie, it wasn't just Barbie that was dressed correctly. It was Ken. It was the other Kens. It was America Ferrera. Like, I can only really think of Emma Stone in that movie that was dressed interestingly. I guess maybe the girls in the brothel, too. But, like, it was all about Emma Stone's wardrobe. Whereas I feel like Barbie was a little bit more of the whole... but we're close to the one.
And, like, to me, the costuming in Barbie was a huge part of the story. Like,
that's a good point.
Her Barbie's outfits throughout the film tell you a story. Ken's do, all, like, everybody's does. Not that, you know, Poor Things didn't do that, but it just wasn't, I don't know.
You just prefer Barbie.
I just prefer Barbie.
The next one is International Feature Film. I went to the Zone of Interest.
Yeah.
So, as it should have.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and also because we talked about that before, I think, in the episode of that, whenever a Best Picture nominee is also nominated for International, it's almost going to the win.
Yeah.
It's giving Roma situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, that movie is a masterpiece to me, so.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
No, definitely not. Next, we had actor in a supporting role, and of course, it went to Robert Downey Jr.
Nobody is surprised.
No.
Not at all.
I was pulling for Ryan Gosling, like, Hail Mary at the end, but I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, at the very end, yes.
Or Mark Ruffalo.
I would have, my choice would have been Ryan Gosling, but I also, like, thinking back on it, letting it sit and marinate a little bit more, Mark Ruffalo, I think, would have been a really nice choice as well.
Mm-hmm.
This was so, like, out there for him, and, you know, he's talked about how that was so different than any other character that he's played. And I think so, too. Going back and seeing it is just because I think his and Ryan Gosling's are just so physical. There's so much, like, physicality to their role. I think that adds to how good they were.
Interesting how... I feel like you have the opposite argument for best actress.
Yes.
They're doing too much. I want it to be subtle, but here you want them to do more.
It's giving sexism.
It's giving men should have to work way harder.
Is it harder, though, to do more?
No.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Actors have different processes, and, like, from what, like, as many millions, not millions.
Gets a bit on the person.
As many, like, round tables for the actors as I've seen, like, some of them are, like, they like when they do the most because, like, there's, like, the director is the one who can tell them to, like, pull back and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a limit there. They can create the boundary versus when they're doing a little bit, it might have to take a little bit more to, like, push that performance out of them and maybe just a little more.
Because,
like,
it comes natural to people and some it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just depends on the actor.
Right.
I'm not an actor, so I don't know, but.
What? You're not?
Are you sure?
Yes, very sure.
I'm shocked.
I can't memorize a script to save my life. I don't remember what happened five minutes ago.
I mean, there's people who act at improv. It's pretending to be something you're not.
Are you kidding me? You ask me a question and then I blank and then I don't know what to do. I would not be good at improv.
Okay, so never mind.
No, yeah, I was pulling for Ryan Gosling, and I wouldn't be mad if it was Mark Ruffalo, because I think it's like him as a person more than anything else.
Yeah.
I agree. Both of those were some of my favorite performances of the year, but I also really enjoyed Robert Downey Jr.'s performance.
Yeah, on that second watch, it sold me. And I was like, you're pretty great.
And then we go on to visual effects. And that went to Godzilla Minus One.
Listen, I love that they brought the little monitos of the Godzilla up there with them. Yes. That is so cute. That is so cute. And I said during the telecast, like, I understand that he felt he needed to speak in English because, you know, he's in America. But I wish they would have just let him speak in his native tongue and just, like, just speak freely, because you could tell that he was struggling to say what he wanted to say, because, you know, English is probably not comfortable with it. And I don't know. They should have had some. Oscars need to be better about catering towards non-English speakers. Mm-hmm. Because, or I know they have that, the broadcast of the American Sign Language, right? Mm-hmm. That's nice. I don't think I've ever had that before. But I feel like they need to have some type of someone in the booth, like, ready to type the, I don't know. Because they know
the nominees, so, like, you know, yeah. If they would just ask them, like, do a survey, be like, hey, if your native language is, if your preferred language to speak, let's say you do win, what would be your preferred language? So then they can already hire someone that they're, like, ready to translate for.
Yeah, it's accommodating. It's kind of like in the Emmys whenever they win, and I think it was this past year and the year before, they had, like, a thing at the bottom that was like, she also like to thank this person and this person.
Yes.
That would be great.
That would be, that's a good
And answer. Honestly, like, if I don't understand it, that's okay. Like, he's up there and he's excited and he wants to say thank
you. It's his moment.
It's his moment, exactly.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him, but also excited for him because he was clearly struggling, but he was so excited.
Also, they're clawed heels.
Yes! They're Godzilla heels.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Perfect. I love that for them.
I need to see it. I tried to see it, but it wasn't anywhere streaming or to rent. It was in theaters, and then they took it out, so.
They took it out really quickly, too, because I would try to go watch it in theaters, and, like, by the time I had a free day, it was gone.
So I'm going to try, wherever it is next, I'm gonna see it for sure.
Documentaries. Documentary short subject went to The Last Repair Shop.
Listen, I just saw that the other day, and it is so sweet and beautiful. At the very end, they have a performance by all the alumni who have graduated from that district who have benefited from these repair shops. And it's very moving. And I was like, ballin' at lunchtime. Like, I have to go to work. It's beautiful. I'm really happy that one. I'm just really happy. My favorite actually was the I'm sorry, I cannot say any of their names.
Best you can.
Nai Wipeout?
I'm not sure if that's how you say it, but it's these two ladies who are sister-in-laws, and they just are, one's in their 80s, one's in their 70s, and they just live together, and they just have a good time, and they just dance, and they make fart jokes, and they just...
It's like Great Gardens.
I've never seen that, but it's beautiful. It's really beautiful, and they talk about how they don't know how much longer they have on the earth, so every day is going to be fun, it's going to be joyous, and they love to read so they can educate themselves, and, like, I don't know, it just seems like such a beautiful, they sleep together in the same bed, it was just so sweet, and I was like, I love these women,
so
I
wish good.
They, right, so I, that wouldn't, if it won, it'd be great, but I'm really happy that the repair shop won.
And that little girl was so... So cute.
In the film, she talks about how she loves to play the violin. It's, like, her favorite thing. And she says, and sometimes, like, my family just, like, I wish I had more time to play it. Because when I want to play, and then my family's like, no, we have to go do this. Or I have to go to work. Or I have to, but I just want to play. I just want to play all day. Aww. And she's so excited. And at the end, when she's playing on the performance piece, she's beaming ear to ear. Like, it's so beautiful to see. I'm like, gonna cry again, because it's just to see, like, these little kids be so happy playing this music, like, and I love music anyway, so, it's gorgeous. Please watch that movie. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. And then we go to documentary feature, which went to 20 Days in Mariupol.
None of us saw this, right?
They all looked very sad.
Yeah.
So we all said, nah.
And even the one that won, I don't know that I can ever. I don't know that I could ever really watch it. Because it seems really... Because all I did was read the synopsis for these movies, and I was like, oof.
Heavy.
I can't do it. I don't think I can do it. I'm really sorry, directors, but I don't. I'm really happy that you won. You have a platform, and he said, like, I really wish I didn't have to win this.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't even make this movie.
I wrote down his quote, cinema creates memory, and memory creates history.
That's beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
And they all looked so, like...
stoic.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a gut punch, for sure. Now, this might be a little out of order. I accidentally wrote the number 12 it's twice, all right. So who knows?
Go off.
But film editing went to Oppenheimer.
Duh.
I mean,
that was my pick.
Me too.
That's what I thought would win, but I also would have enjoyed, I would have liked if Killers of the Flower Moon got it too.
Killers of the Flower Moon. It could have used more editing.
Did Killers win nothing?
It won nothing.
Aw, fuck.
Sad.
Damn.
I mean, I didn't like it, but...
I mean, I didn't either, but at least, well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
would have liked to have one.
Let me not jump.
Maybe three.
So, editing. Yeah, I agree. Oppenheimer was great in that regard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, boom, boom. Shake the room.
To our episode. We talk plenty.
14 was presented by the goddess that is Zendaya. Cinematography went to Oppenheimer.
I thought it was going to be Poor Things.
That was my pick.
I thought it was going to be Oppenheimer.
I thought it was going to be Oppenheimer. I put that as what I think it's going to win, but I wanted Poor Things to win.
I thought it was going to be Oppenheimer, but I wanted Killers
to win. I definitely predicted and wanted Poor Things. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though I really liked that shot of Maestro, I was like, this can't win anything, so I'm not picking it. Because Maestro can't win anything. I just can't. You know what's interesting is someone compared Bradley Cooper's energy to that of Anne Hathaway, and how Anne Hathaway got so much shit, and Bradley Cooper just like, oh shucks him, like.
Really, I feel like he's getting a lot of shit from it, anyways.
Really,
every day.
Well, I think more from the industry is what I mean. Like Twitter is one thing, but the industry's like, oh, you boy, you got it, you're good. Yeah. Whereas Anne Hathaway, she like didn't do movies for, yeah, because she was labeled as too much. Like what? It's giving, you know.
What else is new? Live-action short film went to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Listen, I'm a Wes Anderson bitch. I'm a Westie. I'm an Anderson-y, whatever his fans are called. That was my pick and my prediction, so...
Boom,
shake the room.
Same, but only because of your recommendation.
Listen, it's great. Please watch it. I think it's... Because it's a short joy, I think you'll like it. In the sense that it's not too much. Mm-hmm. You don't have problems with
it. I love Wes Anderson.
Okay, great. Then you'll love it. It's Dev Patel. Come on. It's Dev Patel.
Yeah, I'll watch anything for Dev Patel.
Dev Patel.
He's great.
16 was sound, and that went to The Zone of Interest.
Absolutely.
Rightfully so.
100%. There was no one else.
No!
That category was, although I did love Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
True.
And the Oppenheimer sound was really great.
Oh, yeah.
My show just because it was music, whatever. I didn't want to create it. But The Zone of Interest, there's no way. There's no way anyone else did.
Yeah, I think it would have been a riot if it hadn't won. Because, like, what?
It's literally, the movie is about the sound.
It's literally. Well, I love the way that they presented the sounds. It was just clips of the movie with just the sounds.
Yes.
Which is like how they did it, like, when was it? 2011, 2012?
I don't remember the year.
But I feel like these clips were just a little bit shorter. I wanted longer clips. Again, if we use the showtime to actually showcase the films that they're honoring.
Yeah.
It would not be a waste of time.
It was similar to when they did the script. Like, you see the words and then the scene play out. I think that's interesting, too.
Yeah, I think they should do more of that. And I know, like, I don't know, they only have 3 hours or whatever. But I feel like they should show a little bit more of that. Because even though technically the whole Academy should have watched all the films nominated.
Which is weird because then they don't. I don't know why. It's literally your job to watch movies and you don't do it. Like, it's not our job and we do it. Like, how hard is it?
Yeah.
We have lives and we do it.
I know.
Whatever.
For screenplays, I would like it if they did, like, a small cold read.
Oh, that would be amazing. With, like, the words in the back on the script, on the screen.
That would be so cool. And if they, like...
Don't steal this idea, Academy. This is Anna's idea. How dare you?
Hire me to direct your show.
Copyright.
That would be so great. And if they... I think it would be cool if they, like, sprinkled it the way they do the Best Picture noms. And just be like, okay, we're opening with... Instead of having, again, cheesy, unfunny dialogue before you present an award, have that. That would be fun.
Show the montage with, like, the music or whatever, the sound, and then go to the stage and there's a cold read.
Yeah. Beautiful. Because how impactful would that be? It would give a chance to someone to perform.
Yeah.
You know? It because a lot of times the Oscars is very like, a sappy song from a movie. Yay. Or in this case, Ken.
Go ahead. The director reads the stage directions and then the actors can read the part.
That would be amazing. Like a mini play right in front of you.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. That's the best idea you've ever had.
That
is.
Write that shit down.
Dear producers of the Oscars, I am available.
Hire her and pay her well.
She can be a producer. She can be a director. She can do it all.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. That's much better than anything the Academy's done in the last
I don't think I've ever done that before.
Decade.
Definitely never done a live read. I know that. I would remember that.
Did you know the cool things in the 90s and the 2000s?
Yeah. Because then the actors get to, like, show off their bit.
Yeah, they don't have to be in costume. Just wear what they're wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
And come out on the stage. And
that's actually even more impactful because you don't even need the costuming, the hair, or anything to portray your character.
Yeah.
The only thing I think you have to be careful not to choose, like, the emotional scene. Because that's not fair to have someone go up there and have to, like, yell.
I mean, in the case of Bradley Cooper, I slept with your mom and dad. That's crazy.
That was an insane
What the fuck was that? Who chose that?
That was an insane clip.
Listeners, I literally got off the couch and almost walked out of this apartment. Like, what the hell?
That shit was wild. Wild. It was unhinged.
Should have been a moment where he's fighting with
Carey
Mulligan.
You would think.
Or where he's doing that interview with in the white sweater.
Yeah.
Right?
Not I slept with both your parents.
What's the crazy
hole? I'm reeling it in!
Fuck!
Are you, though?
He's not.
Listen, if that was a live reading, I'd be like, boo! Do a rock and raccoon! The fuck? No!
Shit, that's wild.
Anyways, let's move on to music.
Sorry.
Original score went to Oppenheimer.
Absolutely.
It should have.
I mean, yeah.
There's nothing better.
What's his name? The guy who won?
Ludwig Göransson.
His hair was luscious.
You are having a moment with all of these.
Listen, she was like, I want to run my fingers through it. She was all in her-ness about it.
Look, I'm just Ken Finnett, just finished, and I was feeling something.
I know what she was going to say.
What are you going to say?
Nothing.
Say it.
Finishing.
Oh. I didn't say anything.
But she thought it, though.
Listen, just got my door. My bedroom has a door.
Ma'am, not while we're here. Have some decency. The wall is not that thick, okay? Ugh. Nasty. We'll be gone soon. Don't worry. Okay.
Original song went to What Was I Made For from Barbie.
I mean, yeah.
It's a great fucking song.
It is good. And I really like those two, so.
I would have preferred a tie for both of them.
Girl, yeah.
Both of the Barbie songs?
Yes. Yeah. I loved the performance for Killers of the Flower Moon, A Song for My People.
Listen.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad.
I was very emotional during that.
I'm so glad that they got a chance to perform that, like, full ensemble that made the song. Like, that was... It was beautiful. It was powerful.
It was
like
moving.
You don't get to see that a lot.
Mm-mm.
And I think visibility is so important, especially in things like this. So, like,
yeah.
Wow. For that performance alone, for that performance alone. Yeah, maybe it beats Barbie.
It was almost like, I'm really glad I got to witness that too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like, I mean, they perform things in the movie, but it's within the concept of the movie. Having it there in mm-hmm. front of you, and I'm sure in the audience feeling the drums, like in your chest, like that would have been...
I had no idea that the composer had recently passed.
I mean, either. Seeing him in memoriam, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. That's so R.I.P. to you, sir. Robert Roberts?
I don't
Robertson.
Know.
No, it's in the score, right?
No,
oh no, it's not. I'm sorry that it was. I believe the Robbie is his name. Yeah, I really liked all the performances except for that Flaming Hot Indigestion song.
Yeah.
It's about heartburn.
Didn't even sound great.
Like, and she sang for like literally a minute.
2 seconds.
It was over so quick.
Which was fine because we needed all that time.
That's true. Yeah. It just felt so like inconsequential. Like, what? Why? Yeah, we don't really. That's fine. Nothing against Becky G, or Becky rather.
I don't think you were in the room when I read it, but David Ehrlich. Fuck your last name, sir. I love you.
We love you, David. You're great.
He tweeted that Miyazaki missing out on winning, or no, Wes Anderson not being there for his first Oscar win, and Diane Warren being there to lose all of hers. It's very like
iconic behavior.
Yes, oh my god.
Oh, and not to mention John Baptiste, who I think is really great.
He is really great.
That song is kind of like sleepy, but yeah. I think it goes with the movie. I think his music. Sorry, there's like hair.
Pulling hair out of your ass.
No, it's Mio Dog.
He doesn't shed.
He doesn't?
No.
Is he hairless?
No.
Well, that's the short white hair that I don't have.
Oh, his tail does shed a little.
Okay, then. Calling me a liar, wow. No, yeah, I think John Baptiste is great. I think he, look him up, he's wonderful. I love him. The end.
Let's talk about the In Memoriam for a second. That was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
The dancers, the orchestra.
Listen.
Andrea Bocelli.
He performed at my wedding.
Oh my god. Kim, is that you? Wait, is Kim right?
I am Kim Kardashian West. Oof,
I'm gonna barf.
We quit.
I don't even know if that's what she sounds like.
Oh, I mean,
sure. I have no idea. But
have you ever heard?
I feel like she definitely has that like California vocal fry shit going on.
Yeah.
And all that Botox went to her brain.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a beautiful segment. A lot of people lost. We lost a lot of people this last year.
Yeah. Andrea Bocelli will always get me crying. And then Andre Brower got me crying too.
Andre Brower.
I'm so sad about that still.
So. Yeah. Michael Gambon.
I know.
Okay, these last few, let's do it. Actor in a leading role went to Cillian Murphy.
Duh.
Yeah.
Not Cillian Murphy.
Which is what he goes by in comedies, which I thought the joke was hilarious.
That's great.
That one was good. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, he was the one to win, right?
Yeah. He was my choice.
Almost all of the precursors.
I mean, I was pulling for Coleman Domingo, but I knew he wasn't going to win.
I would want him to just for how perfect his speech would be, probably.
We had a fear at the beginning of the season that it was Paul Giamatti who was going to pull away.
Yeah.
Right.
But
he starred in Big Fat Liar, too, so, you know.
I do love that.
Oh, man. Can you imagine an Oscar for Big Fat Liar 2?
Listen.
Almost happened. Oh, it did happen.
It did, yeah.
Oh.
Divine.
Oh, yeah.
For Divine Joel Rand.
Next up is directing, which went to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer.
He got his directing.
He finally got it. I was pulling for Justine Triet, but...
I was pulling for...
Jonathan
Glazer or Justine Triet were my top
agreed.
Two.
Agreed.
Although I'm very happy for Nolan.
Yeah, and I do enjoy him. Bro, please be better at writing women. Please. Please.
No.
Like... You can't.
You know, I did go back and rewatch. I rewatched Tenet since they re-released it in theaters.
Did you see it in theaters?
I did.
Fuck you.
Oh my god, fuck you, dude. I'm so happy. It was such a good.
Whatever.
Experience.
Shut up.
Because we could watch it at home. So I'm so glad I got the re-release. It was meant to be watched in the theater. Also, I'm glad it was so many years ago because I forgot what was happening.
Well, it's a lot in that movie.
There is a lot in that movie, but I watching it this time around, I was like, oh, okay, that these things make sense now.
These things do happen.
And I got Elizabeth DeBakey, so that was...
Well, that's right.
I think that's probably his best... his best attempt is writing women.
Oh, Jesus.
But actually, I really liked her character arc. There were some things that, you know, were a little stereotypical, but I feel like her character arc was
Or did you just like it because it's Elizabeth DeBakey?
I mean, yes, that informs my decision as well, but...
Also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The story...
Sorry, I didn't want to forget
the
story, my thought.
Knowing what happens through the whole movie... makes earlier choices make more sense rather than just being like, oh, they're doing this and this and this. But I was less confused since I already knew what happened.
I mean, he really did go off on Tenet, for sure.
He did?
But I also think that, I'm blanking on her name, but she was the South Asian actress.
Oh my god.
She has a good part in that movie, too. Okay, all right. Okay. Yes. So you can do it, Nolan. What the fuck, then?
Yes. Yeah, man, what the fuck?
I guess she's not in his best picture movie, just in his other movies.
You can't... Listen, it was well-directed, fine, but there's a reason it didn't win any of the screenplays.
Yeah.
Whatever. Next.
So now is the surprise of the evening.
Listen.
Bitch.
Best actress.
Nail-biter. A nail-biter. Wow.
Bitch, I'm...
I'm happy for Emma. I'm so sad for Lily Gladstone.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm upset. This is not...
Yeah, wow.
The Academy is wrong. And the Academy is always wrong, at least. Like, always has, like, one major error, like, every year. At least one. And this was not the one I wanted. It could have fucked up somewhere else.
I just say that Emma Stone's gonna get all the shit for this, and she didn't do anything but win. You know?
I know.
Like, I really
enjoy... And I could almost see that on her face, too.
Yeah, and she knows it. She's not stupid. She understands what happens when she called her name, that she was like, oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yeah.
So that's why she was, like, excited, but also, like, oh, no. And she's smart enough to know that, like, I need to single Lily out because, you know, I'm not...
It just sucks, man. Like, So Halle Berry, what, like, 20 years ago, and then Michelle Yeoh last year, and so we're not going to get another one for, like, another fucking 20 years.
That's how it works, you know. Glitch your paces.
Doesn't bullshit.
And this thing, though, like, Emma Stone didn't do a bad job.
No.
That's a thing, though. Like, it's not like it lost to, like, a terrible performance.
Yeah. This is my favorite performance of hers.
You know, like,
Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, that is a good movie. That's a rom-com I like,
actually. It's a great movie.
Ryan Gosling.
He's so hot in that movie.
So.
Girl. Wait, what?
And see, I don't always think he's hot. Like, he's not always
hot. He no glasses, girl.
He's just... Sometimes he is and sometimes he's not.
Well, sometimes you're wrong and sometimes you're wrong.
And sometimes he is and sometimes he is.
That's fine. That's fine.
And then sometimes he is.
I think we need... Do you want me to stay at my mom's house, Joy? Because this is...
Maybe we should go.
Yeah.
There's a couch there, right?
Yeah. My bed. We can share my bed.
There we go.
We're not weird about that.
Yeah, no. We're fine.
Oh my god, we're like the old ladies in that show.
Aww. They're abandoning me because I'm a little horny, okay?
No, because...
you don't even share your bed! Yeah, you bitch! I share my bed with a 65-pound dog.
Yeah, but not humans, not us, who love you as well.
I'm not going to kick my dog out of his bed.
Before him, we were here, and you said, I'm on my own bed, and don't touch me.
Yes, I have a thing about being touched.
By humans. Is that correct?
Wait, this is all going in a very weird circle.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's Ryan Gosling, of course, because then she's like, free for all, go for it.
Have at it!
Anyways.
Any family members listening to this, please delete it from your memory. This is all in jest.
This is
a tragedy.
It's definitely the upset in the sense that it's, like, surprising. Because this is another thing, too. People on Twitter don't understand what an upset means. They think it's like, I'm upset because she won. No, it just means that the one who was favored didn't win.
Yeah.
Education, everyone. Lily's Gladstone, at least in my brain, in my knowledge, was predicted to win. And then she didn't.
Yeah. So, all the things I saw were saying that.
Yeah.
And
she won the SAG!
I know. It's the same Essentially the same voting block, isn't it?
It's a large portion of it, yes.
Yeah, so...
Excuse me.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gagged for sure.
Super...
Sucks. Gooped and gagged.
Mm-hmm.
Do not bring Gwyneth Paltrow into this. I'm upset. I'm not mad at Emma Roberts. What the fuck?
I'm not mad at her either.
She sucks to me, so I don't
Isn't
like
she
her.
Mad and Whip? Every time I think of Emma Roberts, I think of that gif of her going like... She's like on a beach or something.
I think about the one from is it American?
Oh, Wars? Scream Queens, right?
Scream Queens, which is like,
yeah, real, real. I bet she thought the last of me or whatever. That's also Scream Queens, right?
That one too.
Yeah, I saw that first episode. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I'm not mad at Emma Stone. I'm mad at the Academy because the Academy sucks sometimes.
Yeah, it's a shame all the way around. But I really hope, because Emma Stone is cool, and I really feel like she said, we'll see each other more. I can totally see her, because now she's produced.
Mm-hmm.
She has that in her, that feather in a cap. I can totally see her like, hey, Lily, let's find something to work together on.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I would think that would be great. And I feel like they need more of that, the more camaraderie.
Yeah.
You know, more women in leadership roles so this could happen. And Emma Stone is cool enough to where I feel like I can totally see her bringing, like... actors that she loves that aren't like well known to be like be in my film or whatever.
Yeah, I hope she does.
Yeah,
Hondo P.
Also, her showing her daughter was really cute.
I know,
really sweet.
And then the big Kahuna.
What?
Best picture went to Oppenheimer.
I don't even know what those words mean.
Kahuna?
The big Kahuna?
You never heard that before?
It's like the big one. Yeah. The best picture, the big Kahuna.
Yeah, you never heard that?
I don't know what it
is. I feel like I heard that maybe when I was a youth, when I was a child. But
she's spilling out.
My God. As a youth, but I have not heard that in many, many, maybe a decade, maybe?
Looking it up. I don't know how to spell it, but we're making.
Just no! Just go Kahuna. Kahana or Kahana. Whatever, you know. So Oppenheimer, what do we think for Best Picture, huh?
Thoughts? Well, I mean, it was predicted to win, and there's no way it wasn't going to win.
Yeah, true.
Is it my favorite? No, but it's pretty fucking great. So, sure.
Whenever, not Matthew Lillard, what?
Matthew Lillard?
Sorry, whenever Steven Spielberg, when he came out to present director, Anna was like, oh. What does this mean? And then it was
That would have been a nice surprise, though.
I know.
Because we know Christopher Nolan's going to work forever anyways.
He.
He's going to be 90 and, like, directing some backwards time movie anyways.
Yeah, Oppenheimer 1, I guess. It was a good movie. I don't hate it. But there's other ones that I preferred.
Yeah, it wasn't my pick, but I'm okay with it.
It was my seventh pick out of 10.
He was my number 3. It's still I think it's really great overall.
Might have been 6 for me. I don't remember off the top of my head.
My 5 were Barbie. I'm sorry. 5 Barbie, 4 American Fiction, 3 Past Lives, 2 Anatomy of a Fall, and 1 Zone of Interest. So, Oppenheimer was even in there.
Also, I used Big Kahuna in the wrong way. Big Kahuna. It means the person in charge. They're the big Kahuna.
Okay, like the head honcho.
Yeah.
But where is that word come from?
It's Hawaiian.
English? It's Hawaiian. Okay. And the Hawaiian people are okay with this?
I don't know. I didn't ask them.
What? That she used a word that's Hawaiian?
No, you know, because like some of those like more like antiquated phrases come from like a sketchy way.
Oh. Put yourself first in a sexy way.
Okay, ma'am. That is not what we're talking about.
Can you?
I mean, the best performance on the Oscars ever? Like, probably, yeah.
Yeah, that was like up there. Top 3 for sure.
The dancing, the Kens.
That gold, I mean, that pink suit he was wearing. Yeah. The fact that he started with his hat and then he like.
Yeah, in the audience and then like moved.
The Kens from the movie were there.
The Emma Stone reunion. Oh, the La La Landers are. I was going to say something very dirty and I won't say it.
That's where your head's at today. Actually, Oppenheimer has number 2 because it was really fucking good.
Oh, wow.
That Can You Hear the Music song really just, you know.
Yeah, well, it won
score. You had Oppenheimer at 2?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes. That's what I did before we did this.
Did you change it from the podcast recording? I did. Okay. Okay. I was going to say, what the hell?
That's why I was because like, when I went to it until the last second because my mind's going to change.
When we recorded Zone of Interest, it definitely was not number two.
No.
It was like number four.
Okay.
But I've been listening to the score, so it moved.
Well, the score won, so yes, but the movie itself.
Overall, it was a really great movie. American Fiction moved up, too. The Holdovers moved down. Zone of Interest moved up. Barbie moved down.
You had Oppie at six.
I don't know.
What we had the same was. Top three, Crystal. Poor Things, Anatomy, and Zone.
I mean, yeah.
Poor Things?
Anatomy, no, Past Lives was
three. Mine says Poor Things twice.
And you posted that?
Yeah. That's correct. Number one is supposed to be Past Lives.
What was number one?
Poor Things! And the Poor Things again! It's okay, let's repost it.
That's really funny. No one liked it anyway, right?
I did.
Likes. Oh, okay. So no one liked it, got it. That's really funny.
That's
No, my top three was Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall, and Zone of Interest.
God damn it.
Zone of Interest is number one, wow.
I mean, it was a fucking masterpiece.
That we never want to watch again.
I think I'm going to wait, like I said earlier, I'm going to wait a couple years.
Let's wait a decade.
Just because the technical aspect of it was so fucking good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to watch it analytically and study it
more. Yeah, I really do.
I'm obviously not going to enjoy it.
It's not for that. And I think that's the point, honestly.
Yeah.
He didn't set out a mood for you to like, oh, let's watch Zone of Interest every year. Like, it just wasn't that.
Oh, no.
Everyone no. gather around. It's time for a yearly showing of... The Zone of Interest.
No. I just think it was a perfect movie.
So my top three are American Fiction, Oppenheimer, and Past Lives. I moved it around.
So you did this.
What?
It's all your fault. But yeah, it isn't my fault. I was given those beans. You persuaded me to trade away to make out four beans. Without those beans, we would have...
Oh my god.
To get up to the fair in the first place. Second place.
Where I saw that.
Magic beans for a cow so old that you had a dollar to sell it. Would you told? Were they worthless beans? Were they oversold? I want to tell us who persuaded you to speak. Girl, it was your fault.
Seagulls in a rap, because that's basically the same thing.
It is called The Witch's Rap in the first song, and I know that by heart.
I cannot do that. That is too many words.
She was singing Hot in Here, so Hot in Her, actually. So
I played it on stage.
Hot in Her?
No.
Can you imagine?
Greens, nothing but greens. Parsley, peppers, cabbages, and celery, asparagus, and watercress, and fiddlefers, and lettuce. He said, all right. But it wasn't quite, because I caught him in the autumn in my garden one night. He was robbing me, raping me.
Oh.
Okay.
It got too...
I think that's it. I think we're done.
Ripping at my rampion, my champion, my favorite.
The raper was your favorite?
The rampion was her favorite.
What is that? Is that a vegetable?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You uneducated swine.
I don't know.
That's you uncultured swine. Get it right.
Other vegetables? I just know normal vegetables.
She is a vegetable. She doesn't understand.
Or Mexican vegetables.
You're a vegetable! Right, that's from that. That's the... Is this any, my, the Michael Jackson song? Am I wrong? Never mind. All right, we're done.
I think we're done.
That's 2024
in the bag.
We did it, guys! Woo! The season is over. We did it. I'm so proud of us.
I can watch TV again.
I have so much to catch up on. I'm so behind.
We'll be back with Conversations with Oscars next year.
Yes, bitch.
For the 2025 Oscars. And we'll be back with our Oscar Rewind series sometime later this year. So
stay tuned.
The lookout.
Stay tuned.
We love you. Thank you for listening.
I kind of like you.
Apologies for
Matt Damon ran out of time.
Apologies for Matt Damon. We ran out of time. Messi is peeing on your star. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.